up, everybody? It's Marshall Couture, also known as Plex. How you guys doing? I'm doing all right. I'm real excited. Got a lot of things going on. First of all, I'm super excited about the fact that the podcast is finally, just as of like a few minutes ago, finally back up and running. The feed is fixed. Had to go back through TalkShoe again to host it because for some reason the feed wasn't working through my website with the audio. I don't know. I'm not a tech guy. I don't really know how that works. So I do what I can, you know. But, you know, so it's fixed. I got a new logo for the podcast. The last podcast I recorded was, I think, a couple months ago, but it's up finally. I need to also go back and add all the old podcasts into this feed because right now it's showing like 1 through 5 and then 32 or whatever this latest one is. So I'll be spending some time to get that back in there, but shouldn't be too hard. I just got to kind of throw things in sequential order on TalkShoe as I'm going about my days. So that'll be cool. Other than that, you know, just been working a lot on different things. Life has been really kind of hectic lately. I shouldn't say hectic, but just, you know, just a lot of stuff to do, a lot of responsibilities. And, you know, just trying to help people out where I can. And I haven't had as much time to work on the projects that I got going as I'd like. Plus, I've been spending a lot of time when I do work on projects just relearning and learning the fundamentals of drawing, figure drawing, you know, the proportions of the head and the figure and just different things like that. You know, I never really took a disciplined approach to really getting those fundamentals down. And even if I had gone through a lot of schooling and training, you should never stop going back on a consistent basis and revisiting and relearning the fundamentals. I always hear, like, Michael Jordan, you know, people used to talk about Michael Jordan. You know, he was so good at what he did, not because he had talent. You know, I think he got kicked out of his, like, high school basketball team or something like that, or he didn't get in or something. but he worked harder at the fundamentals than everybody else. He spent a lot more time. And that really is a big deal. So, you know, I'm not trying to be Michael Jordan, the Michael Jordan of art and comics and stuff, but, you know, I am trying to do the best I can and make cool stuff for you guys. And, you know, I want to be good at my craft. I think that's something we all try to do and should be trying to do. So, like I said, I've been working a lot on that. And it's been awesome. Like, you know, sometimes you kind of just go blindly towards things because you just want to do it. You know, I wanted to draw comics as a kid, so I just tried, not really knowing much. And I think that's a valid way to start, and it's, you know, you can get pretty far doing that. But, you know, the stuff I'm learning now is gonna, you know, it's really fun, you know, to understand the structure underneath what you know, all these artists do. And I don't know, it's a cool just to observe, you know, even if you weren't an artist, it's cool to see how things work, you know. So yeah, doing that. I was doing a daily sketch in my moleskin that I got recently for a while. Did it for a good, I don't know, maybe month. I don't know if I did it for a full month, but it was really fun. I was getting a lot of people liking what I was doing and stuff, and it was really cool. But the thing is it became a thing where it's like every day I have to make this drawing, you know, and I have to make something cool that, I don't know, I can't help but want to make something cool that people will like, even though I'm doing it for myself, but, you know, that's wrapped up in it a little bit. And, you know, so I got to the point where it's just like, this is all I'm doing. I'm not even working on my projects, and I'm just fretting over what am I going to draw today, you know, trying to decide. And it just got to a point where I was like, this is more hindering than helping, you know. So I put that down. I'm not going to be doing that anymore. But I did buy some other sketchbooks just for, like, literally for practice that, you know, I'll post up in, like, the Sketch Daily group and probably on all my feeds and stuff, because I like to post stuff. But, you know, some of the stuff might suck and some of it might be good, and that's cool with me because it's all part of the learning process. And I feel like when I post these things, even if they kind of suck, I feel like they're encouraging for people, you know, to see, okay, look, you know, this person is learning too, you know, and not everything they do is the greatest, but, you know, this is what you have to do to learn. And a lot of people don't necessarily practice the fundamentals. I know I didn't for a long time, and I hope I continue to, because, you know, it's definitely a big help. For sure. So, yeah, so I'm going to pause it here, and then I'll get back to the other couple things I wanted to talk about for this podcast. So, yes, see you in a sec. So, yeah, the two things I wanted to talk about today were the Law of Attraction and Patreon. Two new things that I've come across. I know they're probably, both of them are a little bit old news for, especially the Law of Attraction has been around forever, but, you know, Patreon is old news for some of you guys. I just starting to stumble upon it, from listening to podcasts. I think mostly, the Lean Into Art podcast at leanintoart.com, with Jersey Joes and Rob Stenzinger, and there's others, but that was the main one that really got me thinking about it. So, yeah. But first I'm going to talk about the Law of Attraction, the mystical, majestical, miracle-working Law of Attraction. I don't know if you guys, you know, I'm sure some of you, if not many of you, have heard about this. It's been around forever in different forms, and there's a new, I don't know how new, it might be like 5 years ago or something, book, and also a documentary under the same name called The Secret. And so I've heard about it here and there at times, and I've always, you know, thought it made some sense. But, you know, so I recently watched, I was on, you know, browsing Netflix, looking through the documentaries, and one thing that came up was The Secret, and I'm like, what's this? What could this be? So I checked it out, and, you know, I watched it. Pretty cheesy. It's got, like, that weird, like, New Agey spiritual type of feel, and everybody's really happy, and there's nothing wrong in their lives, and the Law of Attraction is here to save the world type of thing. So it's a little bit like, you know, you have to kind of take it or leave it, I guess, or not so much that, but, you know, take the good stuff out and throw out the cheesiness, I guess, is more what I'm thinking. And, you know, but I think there's something to it. Even, you know, like I've said before in my podcast, you know, I am a believer in the Bible, and even in the Bible, there's a lot, actually, of principles that pretty much say the same thing as what the Law of Attraction says. So just to kind of if you don't know or haven't heard of it, to give you kind of a little summary of what these people are trying to say about the law of attraction, is basically like attracts like. That's one of the phrases they use. And what's some of the other stuff? They have a lot of phrases, but basically, oh, here it is. The basic idea is what you think about is what will happen. So it's all about thinking positive thoughts. I mean, that's one side of it. What they say is whether you think, no matter what you think about it, the law of attraction always works. It's like the law of gravity. It's not a suggestion. It's not, you know, a possibility. It's a law. So it happens all the time, no matter what. So what they say is, you know, if you think negative thoughts all the time or mundane thoughts all the time, you're going to get mundane results or negative results. If you think positive thoughts, then you're going to get positive results. And they're, you know, they've done like scientific tests and stuff, kind of proving, I mean, they say it's definitely proven, you know, but, you know, it kind of does to a certain extent prove that there is something to this. And, you know, I could go into it, you know, I don't know all the little facts and whatnot. And, you know, if you have Netflix, definitely, I'd say it's worth it. Checking out, you know, watching it, The Secret. But, you know, like I said, I think positive thinking in general is a good idea anyways, you know. I mean, obviously you don't, you know, I'm not talking about like an unrealistic thing, where, you know, like some of these kind of churchy groups, sometimes they have the, what's called the name it, claim it groups or whatever, and while I understand what they're saying with that, I think they get into extremes that are just not, they're actually more abusive than anything sometimes, where they, you know, they won't take their kid to a doctor because they're believing that God's going to heal them, and that's a wishy-washy road to go down. But I absolutely do believe that God can heal people, you know, and that we should, you know, people who are of like mind as me, who are believers in the Bible and stuff, we should be activating our faith in the best, you know, in that way where we pray for these things and stuff like that. But I think, like I said, I think people get way too far into that to the point where they don't even do the steps they're supposed to do. And they just think that, you know, God is basically going to run their lives 100% and they don't have to lift a finger type of thing. And that's just not biblical. You know, if you look at the whole thing, but this is not a religious podcast. So sorry for the little rant there, but you know, I'm just trying to put it, frame it up and put it into perspective of where I'm, what I'm thinking, where I'm coming from with it. I think there's something to it. For me, the positive thinking and stuff like that, it goes into goal setting and things like that, and which is just a basic idea that, you know, anybody I think can get behind. And you know, just kind of putting that out there. And for me, you know, prayer is a part of it as well, and things like that. So it's really interesting. There are some techniques to kind of, you know, some people do like repetitive mantras, I think they're called. I think they're basically called mantras, where they just kind of repeat a goal or something, or what kind of healing they want in their body and things like that. You know, I think there's something to that, but you know, for me, it'll be more like prayer and just writing down goals and being more focused. Being focused is a big part of it, which is something I totally lack. You know, I have a really hard time keeping focus on any one thing, so that will be helpful for me. And, you know, just being a little more, can't think of words today for some reason, but, being a little more forthright with my goals and specific goals and things like that. So, you know, I think it's interesting and I'm taking it into account and, you know, I'm going to, you know, move forward with a few of the principles and see where it takes me. Another book that I thought was cool, the guy who draws Dilbert, can't think of his name at the moment, but he did this book called, like, I think it was, like, Failing Up, or, I mean, I think that's a different book, but it had something to do with, like, failing forward, or basically progressing through your failures type of thing. And it was a really good book, a lot of cool, you know, marketing and, I don't know, not really marketing, but just like how to pursue a creative career or any career for that matter. And he just goes through how he did it, basically. And it's cool because he's also, you know, a comic creator, so a lot of you guys who listen to this are also in that camp, so I think you'll get something out of it if you check out the guy who made Dilbert, his book. I'll put the link in the show notes to the movie and the book, that other book. But in that book, man, I'm meandering here, but in that book, he talks about some affirmations that worked for him, and one of his affirmations was, I am going to be a famous comic artist. And he said that, you know, he doesn't understand it. He's not even sure, you know, exactly how it works, or, and he doesn't, like, do it all the time, but that was one he tried. He tested it out, and now he's a famous comic artist. You know, so that's really interesting. And there was other affirmations that he did that same type of results happen. So, you know, I think, like I said, I think there's something to it, and I'm going to pursue it. That being said, the other new thing that everybody's been talking about and has definitely piqued my interest is Patreon. Really cool site. I'm already building mine up, and hopefully we'll be launching it by Saturday. It all depends on how the video stuff goes. That's probably going to end up taking longer than I expect, but I may even launch it without the video at first, just to get it up, and then, I'll put the video in later. But, I already kind of have what I want to say scripted and whatnot for the most part. I just got to go back and edit it, and then, you know, it's the video editing that's going to, hinder me possibly, because I have a program, but I'm sort of kind of used to it, and I've had some issues with it because I just don't know, like, what to export the file in. Like, there's different, like, ways you can export a video file, so there's that, and also just some of the editing. You know, I'm still pretty new to that program. I got the program a while ago, but I haven't used it a ton, so we'll see how that all works out. Plus, I got to get the time to record a video. But yeah, Patreon, really awesome site. I've always toyed around in my mind about the idea of having, like, a subscription service, and I know you can set one up through PayPal, and people I've seen have done that, and I've contributed and am contributing to a few people's subscription services, and, you know, it works fine, but it's not pretty, you know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, couple that with some good web development skills, which I don't really have, to make it look anywhere decent. I mean, I could do something, but I've just always not loved that way of doing it. So I still was toying around with it, but it never seemed right to make a move yet, so I didn't. But then this Patreon thing comes around, and it's pretty cool. Like, I love the idea that you can get paid every single time you put a certain thing out. Like, I saw one guy's Patreon, and every page that he puts out, he gets paid, you know, however much is in his thing. I think it's up to, like, $300. And, you know, some people will only, you know, pledge for, you know, 3 pages per month or something or whatever. But it's a cool way to go about it. So, you know, I think I'm definitely going to do that route with, you know, I might have some other Patreons down the road for specific projects, like for the Glyph comic, just to get it colored. You know, it'd be nice to be able to pay somebody to color it, because I'm not really good at that. It would take me forever to do it. And I'm not really good at coloring, at least not to what I would like to be. So, and I do everything for every project I do. It'd be nice to pay some people to do some of this stuff, especially if they can do it better than me. So, you know, when I do my Glyph comic, I may just do that page by page, and, you know, that way I can get people to help me color it, letter it, or something like that, maybe have some money for the production of it and stuff. I also have some other ideas down the line, maybe doing like a song, you know, pay for each song I come out with, or there's another comic I would like to do maybe page by page as well, that I'm actually going to probably hire another artist to draw, and then that way I have a way to pay that artist, because I don't want to get somebody to do something and not pay them, or if at least if I can, I'd like to pay them, because I, obviously, being an artist and creator of things, I believe in, you know, people being paid fairly for what they do. So, you know, I'd like to practice what I preach. And that's a way of possibly doing it. So that's awesome. But for now, I'm using it as a catch-all type of thing. I put it out on, you know, all the social media sites, you know, asking, what do you think? Should I just do one, you know, for Glyph, or should I do it for the whole Donkey Jaw Projects thing? And everybody came back to me saying that I should definitely, you know, do the catch-all for the whole, you know, thing. So I was still gonna maybe not do that, because I really like the idea of getting paid per page. But I found out that you can have more than one Patreon page. I think you have to set up totally different accounts and whatnot. Might be a headache, I don't know. But, you know, even on their FAQ, the site, part of Patreon, they said that's one of the options. You can make, you know, more than one account. So, you know, I may just do that for different projects. We'll see. But the thing with this whole Patreon thing that I think is really cool, and it couples with this whole law of attraction thing, is it's almost like you're putting yourself out there. You're putting your vision out there. You're putting your goals out there. You know, you can put milestones and pledge levels and stuff like that. And I think the milestone thing is really cool, you know. So that's basically just filling out, you know, all the things for Patreon if you do a good job of it. That's number one. That's basically a business plan for you, and you mapping out how you're going to, you know, work yourself into making a living. And it's also the law of attraction thing. You know, you're putting your goals out there, and review, and, you know, all you have to do is take those goals and maybe write them down, you know, for something you could see, like maybe on your phone or on a card or something, and look at that every day and focus on that. And that's basically the gist of law of attraction. So it's kind of, it's really exciting to me. And, you know, I don't have high hopes like this Patreon is going to fund, you know, I'm going to make a living off of Patreon necessarily. But if that happens, that'd be awesome. But, you know, I know that when I started, I'm sure, you know, I'm hoping that I'll get at least two or three people, you know, even if they pledge a dollar or whatever. It's not much, but, you know, I think slowly throughout the year, I should be able to add one or two here and there. And it's such an easy thing for people to donate. You know, they can just donate a dollar, or they can donate, you know, up to whatever pledge levels you have or whatever they want, you know. And they can donate without even wanting to get anything back in return. They just want to support you. So there's like, that's a good thing for family members and stuff, because a lot of times, you know, your family might support you, but they don't really, like, they're not necessarily really into your comic or your music or something, but they love you and they want to support you. So that's a really cool option too. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. And, you know, just kind of solidifying this Donkey Jaw project thing and, my business as a whole. And, you know, I am going to put in one of the milestones, I'll put, you know, I'm thinking of putting at $4,000 once I hit, I mean, this is pie in the sky dreaming, but once I hit, get to the point where it's $4,000 per month. And there are some people who have that, but it's really dreaming. But that's what you're supposed to do. Put your dreams out there and work towards them. But, you know, 4,000 bucks and I quit my job, basically. Because $4,000 a month, I'd be making almost double what I make already, you know. So that will account for the money that it costs to make things, at least partially, and also, you know, living expenses, and insurance is going to be more expensive, obviously, if I have to do it independently. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not thinking that Patreon's going to be my only stream of income, but if it's making $4,000, plus I have money maybe coming in through iTunes and all my music stuff, and if I have money coming in through, you know, by then, if I get to that point, I'll be making a lot of other residual income from other areas too. You know, I'll have spread my influence or whatever, you know, my stuff, my stuff will be out there enough to where I'm having other streams of income coming in. So $4,000, I think, is a cool thing to put as a goal. And if I don't make it, that's fine. I might even be able to quit my job before then. Who knows? But that is the goal, you know. I mean, that's always been the goal, to make a living doing what I love, you know. And I don't think that you necessarily have to be super passionate. Like, you have to do the thing you're exactly passionate about as a living. I'm open to other things too, but, you know, why not put it out there? There's the whole thing, Jamie Gamble and Kevin Cross have been talking about it, you know, on the social networks. You know, the whole idea of 1,000 true fans, and, you know, that's been out there for a long time, but this Patreon thing, I think, makes it a little more possible. You know, it gives artists a vehicle to feed all of that through, and to keep up to date with your fans. And, you know, there's obviously other ways of doing it, news, email subscriptions, which I also have. That's one thing I don't see a lot of activity in. If you want to subscribe to my newsletter, you know, it is there on my website, Donkey Jaw Projects, and I definitely want to build that up. But, you know, that's for another time, I guess. But, you know, there's that method, and there's a lot of different, you know, possible methods to getting to your 1,000 true fans. And obviously, the more you get, if you get to 2,000, 3,000, you know, true fans, the better, you know. But that stuff will multiply as you go, obviously. And, you know, that's a goal that I think all of us independent artists really are looking for. So, now to reach a to get to the point where you have 1,000 true fans, meaning they support you with, like, maybe $100 a year or $50 a year or something like that. I think the model is $100 a year. Those are the true ones that will spend money on your stuff. You know, in order to do that, you have to, you know, be reaching probably like 20, 30,000 people. You know, you have to really be putting your stuff out there. And it probably, I don't know, maybe that's a lot too many to get, you know, maybe it is more like 10,000 or something. And maybe that will get you the true fans, but you'll have all these other partially interested in you fans. So I think Patreon is going to be a cool vehicle to make that happen. It's a lot like Kickstarter, except for obviously it's more like a subscription service. So I think it's really interesting, and I've done a Kickstarter before. I might do it again, you know, for different specific projects. You know, I'm trying to take these things and use them as they're appropriate. But yeah, really excited about that. So yeah, that's about it. I just wanted to kind of let you know. There's a lot more to talk about both of these things, but you know, I wanted to give you guys my initial thoughts of both the Law of Attraction and Patreon and how that all works together, possibly. And yeah, and I'm just really excited. This podcast is finally back up. I'll be updating a lot more regularly. I don't have a plan for a specific, you know, schedule, but weekly would be great. That's probably my goal. I'd love to get one out a week. So we shall see, but it will definitely be much regular now that I have these bugs worked out and it's easy to record now compared to how it was before. So look forward to that. I know a lot of you guys have been asking me, you know, where's the podcast? And I used to like listening to it and stuff. So here it is. It's back, and I'm really excited to get back into it. So yeah, that's about it. By the time I post this up, my Patreon will be live. So, you know, I'd love your support. You guys are awesome. You've supported me before in many different ways. And, you know, I'm trying to support some myself. And, yeah. I'd love you, even if it's just $1 a month, it's just really cool. So that would be awesome. So go check that out. And you can all find all my links and everything at donkeyjawprojects.com. And you guys are awesome. Thank you for listening and sticking with me. And I will talk to you next time. Later.